approaching midnight on July 16, 1918. A truck is making its way along a dirt track towards a mansion in Siberia, in the newly declared People's Republic of the Soviet Union. Despite the fact the truck is behind schedule, it's crawling along at a snail's pace. At the same time, Tsar Nicholas II, the deposed Russian monarch, his wife Alexandra, his son and heir Alexei, his four daughters, the Grand Duchess Tatiana, the Grand Duchess Olga, and the Grand Duchesses Maria and Anastasia, and their entourage are entering a dingy cellar in the same mansion. Their fate was sealed. They would leave the cellar victims of 12 cold-blooded assassins, a testimony to the brutality of the Russian Revolution. Since that day, a mystery has surrounded one of the Tsar's daughters. Popular belief has it that it was the youngest daughter, Anastasia, who survived the assassination.
In 1992, when the bones of the Tsar and his family were discovered in a forest in Siberia, completeness was added to that belief. You see, two bodies were missing. That of the Tsar's son and heir, Alexei, and one of his daughters. Since the assassination, a number of women have claimed to be Anastasia. These are the bones of one of those claimants. But there's a difference. During her lifetime, she never actually claimed to be Anastasia. That claim comes from some of her grandchildren today. They say that she lived her life under an assumed name, but secretly and privately, she said she was the Grand Duchess of Russia, the only surviving daughter of the Tsar. And again, unlike other claimants who chased the throne of Russia, she lived her life in fear and in hiding until the day she died. Her family sworn to secrecy, never to reveal the truth until the time was right. They say that time is now. Over the past 3 years, we have spent thousands of dollars investigating their claims. We have employed some of the world's best forensic scientists to discover whether these bones are in fact the last remains of Anastasia Romanov, the Grand Duchess of Russia. But before we reveal our findings, it's important to know what really happened on that night in 1918 when the Bolsheviks tried to snuff out the Russian royal family. What you're about to see is a reenactment. A reenactment of what was reported to the Central Executive Committee by Yakov Yurovsky, the man in charge of the assassination squad.
According to Yurovsky, the Tsar and his family were ushered into the cellar under the pretext that fighting was breaking out nearby and that the royal family had been taken into the cellar for their own good.